children means nothing to you. And a lifetime of love with a husband so true. You'd rather have a drink with the first guy you meet. And the only home you know is the club down the street.
Thank you very much. I want to real briefly introduce everybody in case you don't know some of us. You can't introduce your all selves because I got the mic, but I don't know all of you either. Anyway, over here on the fiddle, we've got a fellow who's been with us since September, and he came up from Baltimore for that job, and he's been working with us all the time ever since, and his name is John Glick, and he's one of the finest fiddlers around. Old Johnny. Here on the banjo, we have a friend of mine from Berkeley, California, who's been all right. We call it berserkly in the trade. Anyway, he's been with the good old boys for a year and a couple of months now, and mighty fine banjo picker, one of the best West Coast banjo pickers, Tom Stern. Our bass player tonight is taking my place because I'm trying to take David's place on guitar. Our bass player is a friend of mine from Vermont, and he's a good buddy and a good musician and a good bass player. And he's got a borrowed bass that doesn't put out much sound. I hope you can hear it. But anyway, we call him Sam Boom Boom Blagden. And I'm what's left of Rick Lindner, and I generally play the bass. We got Frank Wakefield on the mandolin, as you know. And he's getting tuned up to do one of those Jesus tunes that I was talking to you about a minute ago. I'm just kind of BSing up here till he gets the thing in tune. They require tunings that no one else ever thought of. These tunes were written, there's about 36 of them now, and he started writing them as kind of thank you letters to Jesus, and he claims that Jesus gave him the power to play the mandolin after he'd been in a car wreck and lost that power. So they're mighty good tunes, and I've never heard anybody play anything like them. And I've heard a lot of people try to play these, and nobody can play them. You almost ready, Frank? Frank's going to play Jesus Loves His Bluegrass Mandolin Player Number.
Since this is one that always get the audience to start clapping, I mean, backing me up when I start building up real fast, the one that always worked and when y'all kept good time with me was, I think, it was number 36, so I'll do that one for you. Is it loud enough? Can you hear it? Okay, I started out slow, sort of. Then towards the middle of it, I knocked my head towards y'all, and yeah, right. Because that carries a rhythm. I tried it with a band, but it works better with your hands clapping on this middle part when I get real fast and everything. I'm going to try to outrun you.